A dragon without its rider is a tragedy. A rider without their dragon is dead. Article 1, Section 1, The Dragon Rider's Codex. The thousands of 20-year-olds waiting outside the gate to enter their chosen quadrant for service are the smartest and strongest in Navarre. Hundreds of them have been preparing for the rider's quadrant, the chance to become one of the elite since birth. I've had exactly 6 months. I'm Betty Martin with Martin's Must Reads, and that's from the first page of Rebecca Yarros' fantasy novel, Fourth Wing. The main character, Violet Sorengale, was preparing all her life to be a scribe, but her mother, the commanding general, has ordered her to be trained to be a fighter, one of the elite dragon riders. When she starts training, she is smaller and weaker than her fellow students. They train for months to learn to not only fight in hand-to-hand battles, but also from the back of a dragon. At the end of the training, the dragon chooses its rider. Those found lacking might be instantly incinerated by a dragon. Each rider also has a magical gift that is enhanced by their dragon's power. Violet's gift takes longer than usual to manifest itself, but is quite powerful when it does. And amidst the training, Violet finds herself romantically drawn to one of the wing leaders. Along with some pretty tense fight scenes, there are also some pretty steamy love scenes. So really, something for everyone. This is the first in a series, so if you're looking for a fantasy series to get lost in, then you must read Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros. I'm Betty Martin. For more of Martin's Must Reads, visit krcu.org.